Hello and welcome to Binge Movies. This is our instant reaction to 2019's Ford versus Ferrari, which Pat saw and I did not.
Yeah, this is a switch up for our instant reactions. I went and saw Ford versus Ferrari. It was done by director James Mangold, who is from fame of Logan, 310 to Yuma, and Walk the Line. I'm going to start off with doing this as probably a spoiler-free part, and then I'll go into spoilers after that, so I'll give you a warning on that. So I have to start off with saying that this movie is, by the trailers, it looks more like an action kind of racing movie, but it is totally different from that. It is more of a storyline, character-driven movie over a substance, splashy action thriller movie, which I really appreciated on that end of the spectrum, because we don't see too many character-driven films anymore these days, and this was such a wonderful surprise and a wonderful performances by everybody in the movie. So it's characters driven with real purpose and real characters, which were portrayed by like real people in this real world and with this real event. I don't want to go really too much into detail because I don't, for the casual viewer, like the people that don't know about this movie or know the history of it, because it's all true events, it could spoil for the people that don't know about this.
Sure.
So it's kind of thrilling. This movie is very thrilling. It pulls you in. It has a runtime of like 2.5 hours, but it doesn't feel like 2.5 hours. So you're on your, it fluctuates between, you know, high-paced racing, which is beautifully shot with great camera angles and great stunt driving. And it's in these classic cars, and it's phenomenal to see these cars speeding around these tracks at high speeds. And then you get a lot of character, a lot of character story between Christian Bale as Ken Miles, who is an actual race car driver. And then you get Matt Damon as Carroll Shelby, who is a race car driver and becoming car manufacturer, or car maker, basically, and car salesman.
Who is the lead? Because are they co-leads, or is it more Damon's movie, or is it more Bale's movie?
I'm going to say it's probably going to be more Christian Bale's movie.
Does he steal the movie?
He does.
From Damon?
Okay. I think, honestly, this is probably one of Christian Bale's best performances I've ever seen him in.
Wow.
I think he's such a interesting, likable character, but he's also kind of an asshole. But he's got this like charm and panache about him.
Right.
So he makes his character come to life, and he makes it his own. It is really great to see.
Right. Isn't Jay Baranthal in it?
John Baranthal is in it. He plays Lee Iacocca, who is
looks nothing like Lee Iacocca.
He looks nothing like Lee Iacocca, or sounds like Lee Iacocca.
Lee Iacocca is super jacked, apparently.
Yeah.
He
recently passed away at like 82. Right. But
what year does this take place in?
This takes place over several years.
Okay.
So it really starts, the movie opens up in like 1959.
Okay.
With Carroll Shelby racing in Le Mans.
Because I know nothing about cars or the history of this at all.
Yeah. And then it goes a few years later after Carroll Shelby's he's retired. And then it's like starts around 64, 63 or 63, 64. Because it also like debuts the unveiling of the Mustang, which Ken Miles, Christian Bale, slights one of the big wigs at Ford. He slights Josh Lucas, playing Leo Beebe. That's his actual name. Mm. Leo Beebe is kind of like the antagonist of the film, other than Enzo Ferrari. So you got like kind of two pseudo antagonists.
Right.
And Josh Lucas nails it. He's that slimy, greasy corporate executive that just wants to be in control of everything.
So far you've listed a lot of pros. You're very high on the movie.
Yeah.
Are there any cons?
As a car fan, as a movie fan,
is there anything, or even as if you were a casual viewer, would this movie be accessible to me?
I think
as someone who doesn't know anything about the history or vehicles or cars and isn't into classic cars.
Yeah, I took my girlfriend to see this movie.
Okay.
She had zero interest in seeing this movie, I praise her for coming with me on this.
You praise her.
Ooh. Yes. And like I was saying, this movie is more, it's not, the racing is secondary to the movie.
Okay.
So you get some beautiful, wonderful racing scenes, but it's more character and story. which is fantastic. That's what gets your interest in the, because we've talked about this before, is story versus spectacle.
Right.
It's like, if you don't have a story, give me spectacle.
Right.
This has more story than it's spectacle.
Right. Okay.
So, but when it does spectacle, it does it very, very well.
Yeah.
Like, you get some beautiful racing scenes and there's some horrendous crashes and it's thrilling and it's heart pounding and it's racing. It's just gets your blood rushing.
Let me put on my grandpa sweater.
Yes.
As I like to call it, my papaw sweater. Let me bring out Papaw Jason.
Yeah.
That's what I want you to call me when you call me Papaw. Say it. Say yes, Papaw.
Yes, Papaw.
Okay.
But no,
listen. I don't know. Okay. I was sitting in a theater.
Yeah. Well, if you're a Papaw, you're going to probably know the history from the 60s.
Maybe I have
amnesia. Yeah.
Dementia.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
Sitting there in your Depends.
It was shell shocked in Korea when a Chinaman took my legs.
Yeah.
I was sitting in a theater and I've seen this trailer 50 million times. I've been in the movies a lot recently. Catching things like Lighthouse, Parasite, and all this sort of stuff that we've talked about. And this trailer played before all of those movies. The trailer was so loud that it hurt my ears to hear it.
Oh, jeez.
And I love loud stuff. I listen to everything loud. Music, TVs, podcasts, everything. Crank it all the way up. Blow your eardrums out. Don't have it. But it was so loud in that theater that it was not enjoyable. How loud is this movie? Is it a very loud movie?
It's loud. It's reasonably loud during racing scenes.
Yeah.
Which there's probably one, let me count on my head, maybe five, maybe four, not that many.
Right.
Like I said, the racing is secondary to this film. And the point I was getting to with my girlfriend is she actually really enjoyed this movie. Well, from this point on, I'm going to go diving a little bit deeper into more spoilers and more detail about the movie. So if you want to watch this movie without anything being ruined or spoiled because you don't know this story, stop right now and go watch this movie now. I have a little bit of knowledge of this before going into the movie. I was aware of the backstory and some of the events after the fact. So I'll start with the basic premise of this movie is Ford is struggling with sales. They go through a sales slump and their big pitch is to go to the races. So they tried to not just get into NASCAR, which they already were in, and they were already doing drag racing and stuff like that, but they were trying to go into European races. So they get into doing endurance races, which is like Le Mans. They didn't have cars really pre-made for this, so their idea was to go and buy Ferrari, which was going bankrupt at the time, because they spent all their money on race cars. So Ford's idea was buy Ferrari and use their racing division as their own. Pretty simple idea for Ford, and they had the money to do it. Ferrari tricked Ford to try to purchase them into upselling their sale price to another company, which was Fiat. Fiat ended up buying Ferrari and embarrassing Ford. So Henry Ford Jr. It's legit, he's Henry Ford II. So is enraged by this being slighted. Enzo Ferrari insults his company and insults him personally.
Mm.
So Ford wants to embarrass them at Le Mans because Ferrari, at the point in time when Ford starts really interesting going into Le Mans, has won, I think it was 4 years in a row. So now Ford goes to Carroll Shelby to basically help them win races because Carroll Shelby was the first American to ever win Le Mans. And for the people that don't really know what Le Mans is, it's a 24-hour endurance race. So you have a car on the track for 24 hours going around.
Wow.
Night, day, rain, nothing. It just goes. So you have usually two people per car, so they switch off every couple hours so the driver can get rest. So it's an endurance race. And it's people die on this racetrack all the time. They go to Carroll Shelby, who, after winning Le Mans, has retired because he has heart issues. So you can no longer sustain the pressures of racing. Because a lot of people think of racing as not a physically endurance on the body, but you're dealing with the high temperatures of the car and the speeds and all the So it's really takes tolls on the bodies.
Just taxing if you're trying to control the vehicle around the track at super high velocities.
For hours on end.
For hours on end. Yeah.
Yeah. So we get them doing a whole montage of, you know, racing and trying to figure out this car and how to beat Ferrari, because Ferrari has dialed down their cars. They've been racing for years at this track. There's a ending for the people that don't know the history of it.
Sure.
That's kind of sad and depressing. Actually, there's two parts that are sad and depressing, and you really feel bad for Ken Miles. After Le Mans, basically the climax of the movie is they're testing the next version of the GT40. The GT40 was the car that Ford designed to beat Ferrari, and they called it the Ferrari Killer. And the first year they went to Le Mans, failed miserably, like all their cars blew up. So they went back the second year and they beat them horribly. They destroyed them. They got first, second, and third place.
They destroyed Ferrari.
Carroll Shelby and Ken Miles, they both basically designed and worked on the car to get it where it needed to be Ferrari. So they were working on another version, a Mark IV or something like that. And he died testing that car. Died in a horrible, horrible car crash. So that's in the film. So you just feel that emotion. You're like, he went, because yeah, like the, like I said, this is a Ken Miles, basically a Ken Miles story, and a Carroll Shelby's there with him. So it follows basically those two characters, but it is really more focused on Ken Miles. And he slighted the executive from Ford. He called the Mustang a secretary's car, and basically, that exec who became head of Ford's racing division was trying to box out Ken Miles from racing at Le Mans. So this whole story is like the first time they go to Le Mans, Ken Miles wasn't, he did all the testing, he designed the car, he wasn't allowed to race. Carroll Shelby had to put himself and his company on the line to get Ken Miles to race in the next year for Le Mans. And Ken Miles is the one that basically helped them win Le Mans in, was it 1966? Because he was the best driver. Ford didn't want him because he wasn't a Ford man, quote unquote, is what the guy says in the movie. Because he has a reputation of being a phenomenal, great driver, but he's difficult. So he has like a attitude and he kind of says what's on his mind. So that's not like, he doesn't toe the company line.
Right.
So he kind of does his own thing. And this executive just fought Carroll Shelby and Ken Miles through this whole thing. But you did ask me earlier, any negatives? Honestly, I'm just coming off of it, seeing it last night. So I'm still running pretty high on it.
Sure.
Like I said, it has a great pace to it. It doesn't feel like it's a 2.5 hour movie. It's thrilling, it's exciting, and it's emotional, and it's weirdly enough has some humorous moments in there that you're actually busting out laughing in the theater, and the whole theater's laughing.
I kind of picked that up with the trailer.
Yeah. So it's got some comedy elements, and you get phenomenal performances by Christian Bale, and Matt Damon's pretty on par with his good, better acting ability that he has. Sure. John Berthold is actually phenomenal in this movie. It's a very big departure from, you know, his Punisher role.
And does he rub his head?
Not rub his head at all.
Oh.
So I was
huge departure.
I was looking for it. I was like, I was waiting for it, but he's very charismatic and like kind of friendly, and he's more of the ally on the executive board for Carroll Shelby and Ken Miles. The one thing I would say that is kind of a downside, because the movie does kind of jump around for like, it feels like it starts following Carroll Shelby for a bit and then jumps to Ken Miles and then it jumps to Lee Iacocca.
Mm.
So for like the first 20, 30 minutes, it feels like it's following these three people.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden out of nowhere, Lee Iacocca just stops.
Mm.
They don't like continue with him at all. He kind of like almost disappears from the movie in the later half of the movie.
Mm.
He's there, but he just doesn't do anything. I guess that's maybe a downside, just like seeing more involvement with Lee Iacocca, because he's probably the bigger name.
It's a story thread that's introduced and doesn't really go anywhere. It just helps set up this other story they're telling.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, what is your final thought? Obviously, it sounds like you'd recommend it for sure.
I definitely recommend this movie, especially for people that are racing fans or car fans. This is going to like check a lot of those boxes for those people that love those kind of movies.
Sure.
And I would say this is even an accessible movie for casual viewers because it has a good story to tell. Like, the history of it in itself writes its own movie.
Sure.
So I'd say if you're just wanting a good story, I'd say watch it and give it a try. It's not going to box you out because it's a car movie.
Sure.
So it's very accessible. Like I said, my girlfriend, she went in probably not having zero interest in the movie and she left really liking it.
She went for you. Basically.
She went with me because for me. Yeah.
Cause you're a sweet guy.
Yeah.
You're a sweetheart. You're a sweetie boy.
Yes. So yeah, I would say
that's why I'm going to give you a Werther's original right here out of my cardigan.
Pocket warm.
I'm going to put it into your mouth for you. You love it when Papa gives you this.
Why is it already unwrapped in your pocket?
All the little candies are little weird strawberry candies with the goo in the middle that you really love. Papa's got those for you too.
So, so you know what?
Sorry.
This got weird. Things got weird.
My little patio monkey.
I'm going to say, actually, this is probably one of the best films I've seen this year. It's probably my top 10.
Wow. Awesome. So obviously this is like, go to theaters, go see it immediately.
Yeah.
Buy a ticket.
I would say for the sound, you're probably not going to get the same like sound and feel.
I was thinking that as you were describing it.
Yeah. It's going to immerse you more in the theater, I would say, than on a TV screen, unless you have a fantastic TV screen at your home.
And surround zone.
Yeah. I'd say this movie's doing pretty well. It did, had a $97 million budget. So it's pretty smaller budget for the scope of the film that they did.
And with the names in it.
And the names.
Yeah.
And I think Friday alone, they did $11 million on just a Friday opening.
Not bad. Not bad. Yeah. We'll see if it's got legs. That's our instant reaction to Ford versus Ferrari.